Well, let's go on nuclear. Where do we begin? It's the news according to me. Good morning, everyone. Everyone. Not just some of you, but everybody. Good morning to you. Sorry I sound so chipper in the midst of everything that's going on in the world right now. It's according to the news, it's, you know, life is terrible. Life itself is still a good thing. It's good that if you have life, it's good. What you're going through in life may not be so happy. But what I have in my cup is a good thing. And we're going to talk about that for a minute. I've got a special bonus thing for you guys today. I'm sure you're all really excited about it. Because I know how excited you guys are about what's in my cup. What's in my cup this morning is regular vanilla chai with Almond Joy creamer. I don't get to use the Almond Joy creamer very much. I've got some here in my I'm at the home studio. By the way, I'm at the international headquarters for the the universal headquarters. It's because this is the headquarters of the universe for the news according to me. Let me know if you can. If you can hear a sound quality difference between this and the home studio. Now I know you can tell a difference when I'm on the road. Because that just stinks. I'm in a hotel room. I'm usually just using a boom headset. I'm sure the sound quality is just. I'm sure it just makes your ears bleed. But you listen anyway because you got to know what's in my cup. And what's in my cup this morning is that. And that's this is where I keep my Almond Joy creamer. Now I have a backup this morning as well. I've got it's what's in my thermos segment coming up next. It's the what's in my thermos segment now. I have a mixture. You can hear, you can even hear there's still ice in there. I had a sweet tea from Chick-fil-A, which they have some of the best sweet tea, in my opinion. Used to be at McDonald's. Just because they had sweet tea and nobody else did down south in the down in the Virginia area. I used to go down to Virginia all the time down in Norfolk, and I would get sweet tea down there. First thing I would do, I'd get in my car, get out of the plane, get into my car. I would drive straight to McDonald's, get me a sweet tea, sometimes two, last me the whole weekend or whatever. And it was just such a novelty thing because that was the only place I could just drive through and get a sweet tea, and it was good. Like, well, because it had a lot of sugar in it. And it's all about how much sugar. I don't care what the flavor of the tea is. It's just, it needs a lot of sugar. You can always drown out the flavor with sugar. And I would always get a sweet tea down there. Well, then they started selling sweet tea all over the place. They started bringing it up north into McDonald's. So I'd go to McDonald's and I'd go out to eat and I'd go someplace and I'd always get a sweet tea at the end of, after my meal. I'd go some, whether I, no matter where I went, I would get a sweet tea from McDonald's. Well, then, now everybody starts selling sweet tea. Now, some places are better than others. Frankly, Chick-fil-A, in my opinion, has the best sweet tea. I guess there's another chicken place. Is it, Popeyes? Or not Popeyes. There's another place that sells sweet tea as well. It's a chicken place that sells sweet tea. And I guess they're supposed to be good. And then, I don't think I've ever had it there. And you got to, you know, from store to store, it can make a difference. Now, I've noticed Culver's has consistently the same flavor of tea. However, I don't care for the flavor of their tea that much. And then we have, of course, there's McDonald's. It's kind of a toss-up between McDonald's. If I'm just going to get sweet tea, I'll go to McDonald's before I go to Culver's. But however, I usually want cheese curds. So I'll go to Culver's and I'll get their sweet tea. And it's okay. Sweet tea's okay. What would be better is to have, well, here's a thought. If there was a Chick-fil-A next to a McDonald's, I would go to Chick-fil-A, get the sweet tea, and then I would go to a Culver's and get the cheese curds. That's how I would do that. That's probably the best combination right there that you got for you, one for you. And maybe get some McDonald's fries or something, I don't know. Or a Wendy's, get a. Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is the way to do it. I kind of like Chick-fil-A's fries as well, those waffle fries. I wonder how those would be If you got a Frosty from Wendy's and then dip those fries in them, that's always kind of good. I might try that. Wash it down with a Chick-fil-A sweet tea. I'm going to have to do that. Next time I'm out on the road and all these restaurants are all in one place. You know how the Burger Barn places are. I'll pack them all in one place. Anyway, enough about that. Well, maybe not. I could probably do a whole show on that. I probably just have. I kind of have to get rolling here because I got to get my dogs walked. I got to be home, back home there about 9:30 because we got to go to the park and walk the dogs today. So I got to get that done. I might have another show this afternoon. I'm thinking about having a short show this morning. I have to come back here to the home studio here in a little bit anyway this afternoon. So I might just come back and do another show this afternoon because I got a lot of projects. Oh, I got about 127 projects. Definitely 127 toothpicks. There's that many projects I got to do here today. I've been working on some things here. I just had some work I had to do, actual paying work that I did here this morning at the office. And got that out of the way. Now I'm going to be, that's amazing. I came in here this morning, did some work. Now it took a while to get the work and it cost me money to get the work. I have to, do stuff, but I made more money this morning. Of course, I spent more. I woke up this morning and saw all the bills that came out of my checking account automatically overnight, just disappears. Got to replenish that somehow. So this morning, I was able to make a little bit of money. Or at least bill some people. Hopefully they'll pay me. The world doesn't come to an end before that. I hope the world doesn't come to an end before I get paid. I really want to, be able to die with that money in my bank. I don't want to die with a negative bank account. Or wait, maybe I do. Maybe what I need to do is get some credit cards. And if the world is coming to an end, why not just rack up the bills. That's not a bad way. That's not a bad thing to do. Maybe it is bad. I don't know. It's morally, I'm not sure. I got to think about that. That's a good point. I need to think about that. Well, I intended to pay it back, but the world came to an end. It's kind of my excuse. Did I really intend to pay it back? I don't know. I could have. He who dies with the most toys still dies. That's pretty much the way that works. I woke up this morning and saw the news, and it's, of course, everybody's talking about, I guess Russia now has taken over the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. This thing is spinning out of control. Putin doesn't give a rip about sanctions right now. I think that's become completely obvious. When they were saying that the invasion has stalled. Oh, look, the invasion has stalled. Russian troops have stalled. Meanwhile, they're continuing to drive more and more troops encircling Kyiv with this 40-mile-long convoy. They're just piling trucks in there. I heard General Keane, I think it was, he's on Fox News all the time. I have a lot of respect for that guy. Way more respect for him than I do for General, I'm going to stop using that term militarily. He's just like General Mills, or like things that work in general. Just an observation in general. That's what I'm going to call him, General Milley. He's your General Milley. He's just an average Milley. Yeah, out of all the Milleys out there, he's a General Milley. That's what I'm going to. So when I refer to General Milley, that's, in my mind, that's what I'm saying. General Milley. This guy, I will never, I will never, until he comes out and apologizes for saying the killing, when he came out in front of everybody with his, you know, unibrow, his general looking look that he has, it's the only reason he's there, it's optics. He looks like a general. Looks tough. He comes out and says this was a righteous strike, killing of this humanitarian worker and his family and other children, innocent individuals. Until he comes out and apologizes for making that statement, a real man would, by the way. A man of any kind of character would do that. I want to understand white rage, and I'm white. Oh, well, gee, oh, are you white? Oh, and you want to understand white rage. Well, I want to understand what the whole thing is about white rage, regardless of my color. Anyway. So General Keane was up talking about this, and he was talking about how they were bringing these trucks in. They were running them three or four abreast, and had no... He said, normally when you go in, you have a way to get supplies in and out. You leave one lane open. They weren't doing that. They were just packing them all in on this road. No way to get supplies in or out. Well, maybe they have all their supplies. Maybe they're packing in to stay. Not planning on leaving. This is a one-way kamikaze mission right now. If it breaks, they just throw it aside and keep going. You know, we don't get comic books put in and out. I don't think they want anybody driving back, an opportunity for anybody to drive back out of there. I think that's the point. Just pack them in to the point where they can't get out. Because if the soldiers start to find out what it is that they're doing in this mission that they're on, they might just all rebel and go back. I don't want them turning around and coming back here. Pack them all in there so they can't get back. It's probably more of the truth to that than, you know, I'm just making this stuff up as I go. Because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not not any of those things. I'm just a guy with a microphone, with a bunch of opinions, and you can do with my opinions whatever you want. You can agree or disagree. You can agree to disagree. You can disagree about agreeing about disagreeing. I don't care. Whatever you want to do with it, it's fine. That's like I said. I don't care what you do with. I'm an old man. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Hopefully I can inspire you to something greater by looking at me and saying I can be greater than that. That'd be great. I'm just saying. But in the meantime, here I am. So I just have a theory that Putin does not care about, well, he doesn't care about his people. He does want to rebuild the Soviet Union. I think he's just out to increase his own kingdom, whatever. I'm learning a lot more about what's been going on between Ukraine and Russia over the past, 8 years. Anyway, 8 to 9 years. It's been interesting. Understanding the politics that went on there, the corruption that's there, and the way that the Ukrainians were treating some of the separatists. Now, I believe that Putin thought that there were a lot more people within Ukraine. I don't doubt that he miscalculated, and I have no question there. However, at the same time, this guy's KGB. He understands this stuff. KGB is just as much involved in tinkering in the world as... Well, I shouldn't say that. KGB, at least within their area, their continent over there, they are very interested in all the things they do politically in the world. But the CIA probably has been guilty of a lot more meddling in world leaders and governments. And that's all documented stuff. I'm not just making that up. Do 5 minutes of research and you'll find all kinds of things. or just listen to the news every night. So we have this going on right now, and it's an interesting. I'm going to adjust this little thing because I don't think I'm getting a lot of pop. There we go. That's a little bit better. I'm not getting so much popping on my microphone for some reason. There we go. So the headlines this morning are that the Russians have now taken over. First, there was a fire that broke out at the nuclear power plant. They took over the Chernobyl thing. I guess that they took over that one. I don't know why. Maybe they made a mistake. Maybe Putin said, "Hey, take over the power plant, the nuclear power plant." Oh, okay. So they ran over to Chernobyl. That's a great catch right there. Now there's more going on there. To my understanding is there's also the power grid still has something to do with Chernobyl. Having control of that area does something for them. I think there's some kind of a power grid relay wiring something going on there. And it might even be a hydroelectric system that's still working within that region. Because it was soon after they took that over that they also got the hydroelectric plant. So this is the way you do it. You choke off you get control of the electric power, get control of their food, their energy. They've been bombing all their oil depots, all their fuel storage areas. They're not going to have any fuel. They're not going to have any power or water. You got to have power to pump the water. Life within Kyiv is going to deteriorate rapidly. Got millions of people there. They're supposedly providing some kind of way, I guess, some kind of agreement that they've got for people to flee. That's always great. Oh, great. Now people are going to flee. Now you got fewer people there to take over. So at some point, he's not backing down, folks. He didn't stall the invasion. He stopped to continue to resupply, not even resupply, just continue to pack trucks in there, to pack armament in there. They kept driving them in during the stall. They may not have been advancing, but they were preparing for the main, kind of the last hook punch here. So it's obvious he's not backing down. And the sanctions, well, they're going to work overtime. They don't have any time. The time to put Putin in his place was before he started crossing the line with his trucks. And you can all still, you can sit back and blame Trump all you want. Now, of course, in the midst of all this, you've got all kinds of this other stuff going on. First of all, COVID. I guess there's a bill that's been introduced in the Senate now they've officially announced that the pandemic emergency is over. What that means, I don't know. I know that I think attached to that was some legislation, or maybe it was a different piece of legislation. I think Rand Paul introduced it that way. They would take masks, mandatory masks on airplanes would be, the government mandatory mask mandate was going to be lifted. I know that many of the CEOs at the legacy airlines want to drop the mask mandate on airplanes. If that happens, two things. One is the buildings themselves, unless there's it depends on who owns the airport. Some of these airports are owned and run and operated by cities and counties. They can have their own health department guidelines, the way I understand it. And they can also, once you get inside of the TSA secure area, that's a little different kind of jurisdiction. And then you've got the airplane itself. If the airline itself says you don't have to wear them on the airline, then at some point, if the government mandate goes away, then that means that the airline itself can impose that. And they have to disclose that before they sell you a ticket. So they can do that. Now, the other side of this thing is we're rapidly. See, I'm looking at going down to the islands. Down to the islands, man. Not the not by not the Bahamas, but I'm going to the islands, probably the Grenadine area or maybe BVI, somewhere down there. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want all my fans showing up down there bothering me. I'm sure you'll all be down there. I'll get down there and I'll just be flocked at the airport. And I just hate it when that happens. So I'm going to go down there in April, which is about a month away. There'll be a couple weeks where you will not hear from me. Now, what I might do, I might actually produce some shows, or I might have some of the best of the news, according to me, will be on every morning. And that, I might do that. I am probably going to, I'm hoping to get my other channel launched, the other channel, which is The Conspiracy with a question mark. And then it's, the tagline is Evidence of Things Unseen. I'm going to hopefully get that launched before the end of this month. And there will be shows, I can actually pre-record many of those shows. And so that, because it's just conspiracy stories. So it's going to be past, present, all kinds of weird stuff, just mysterious type stuff. That's what that's going to be about. So as we press forward, though, however, the news broadcasting, of course, is not talking about the what's going on with Trump right now. We have, under the cover of the war, you will see a lot of things will be happening. And the leftists, the radicals, they love it when this happens because that gives them full cover under the news cycle that the news has plenty to report on and everybody's all interested. Oh, look at what you're supposed to be interested in right now. And then they, in the meantime, they're pushing all this other legislation through, all kinds of other things. It's just amazing. We have some laws and some things that are trying to be passed right now. Might want to check up on some of those things. Oh, there was, what was it? Oh, there was something I was going to talk about. Get a chance to listen to it. And oh, I remember it. A lot of people have done stories about this. All you have to do is look at this. Ron DeSantis was doing a speech or presentation or something. He was talking somewhere at some school or something. And there were some students there and they were wearing masks. And he said, you know what? Mandates are over. You don't have to wear those masks. You can wear them if you want to. Take them off. It's ridiculous. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing what he said, just from what I remember him saying. This one mother got all upset because his son took his mask off. Oh, no! I think he's a college student, by the way. College student, his mother is all upset that her son took his mask off, and she told him to wear that mask. She's responsible for him, and it's up to her to tell him when to take that mask off. Okay, that's fine. However, here's the problem with that. She's standing there yelling or talking about this, all upset. That's outrage over Ron DeSantis. Oh, he's so terrible and cruel. He told the kids they didn't have to wear it if they didn't want to. And he took it off. So the kid's sitting there going, well, you know, this authority figure told me I should take my mask off. And she claims he was calling them stupid. He wasn't calling them stupid. He said the mask mandate was stupid. Didn't say the kids were stupid. Never called anybody stupid. And he told them they could wear it if they wanted to. If the kid was really that strong in his convictions about protecting himself by wearing that mask, or protecting others by wearing that mask, just keep it on. Oh, but he's an authority figure. Now, they made it sound like this kid was a 12-year-old. He was not a 12-year-old. I believe he was legally an adult. Old enough to go to war with Russia. So this lady's sitting there complaining, spouting off to this news reporter, and she wasn't wearing a mask. Didn't even have a mask on her chin. This has happened multiple times. People on airplanes who are yelling at other people for not wearing their mask, and they're not wearing a mask. Now, keep in mind, even if you are wearing a mask, if you're throwing a tizzy fit and yelling and screaming and spitting into your mask, I guarantee you, you're doing more to spread or to contract diseases of all kinds that are potentially in the air by getting yourself into a huff. And that's science, folks. That's absolute science. If somebody's walking around without a mask and they have their mouth closed, they are less of a danger than someone who's walking around with a mask, talking endlessly. I guarantee you, that is the science, folks. That is absolute science. I can show you the studies on that one. But I digress. But you can find this. I'm sure you can find this lady. If I just type in, let's see. I'll just type in here. Ron DeSantis, mask off. Lady complaining. There we go. Let's just do that. Oh yeah, it's all over the place. Here it is. Hillsboro students, teachers speak out after viral moment with Governor DeSantis on masks. And DeSantis scolds high school students over masks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He didn't scold the students. He scolded the mask mandate and the fact that the kids were being forced. Oh, it's all over MSNBC and CNN. They all have reports. Ron DeSantis scolding. And of course, then, who's this Florida? A closer look. What's this guy's name? Seth Meyers. Yeah, he goes all over it. Yeah. And this lady is complaining, of course. And she, now, time will tell, folks, that obviously the masks, if the masks, of course, by the way, Lauren Boebert, she's also under scrutiny because she was yelling. She yelled at the State of the Union address. And I guess Marjorie Taylor Greene was like two steps from her. It looks like a security guard is up there next to her in this picture I'm looking at. This is CBS News. Of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene's like one seat away from her. Give them strength, Lord. Just let them continue to call them out. You know what? When that one senator, whatever his name was, was he congressman or senator, whatever he was, and Obama said something about there's not going to be any health care given to illegal immigrants. And he said, liar. He said, you lie. And Nancy Pelosi, oh, she got all upset. She looked at him and scolded him and pointed at him. It's breaking the decorum of the... No, breaking the decorum is when a leader lies to the American people. If I lie to Congress, I can go to jail. Why? I'm lying to the American people. I'm lying to the people who represent the American people. And if I lie to them, I'm lying to the country. These people think that they're so important that that's why it's illegal to lie to Congress. No. You don't understand the principle here and who you represent. See, they'll say anything. They'll lie all they want to get elected just to have what they call the power. The power is in the people. We are the government. You're just called to represent us and defend our rights. You take an oath to defend the Constitution, not to make new rules that we have to live by and you don't have to live by. There's a really good video out there of a guy, I guess he was running for office someplace in the South. I think it was Virginia or someplace. I think he had already taken office, or he'd been in office someplace else. But he had this campaign going on. He got pulled over by a police officer, and he was speeding, like more than 12 miles an hour over the speed limit in a city zone. And he was also texting on his phone as he was speeding. She pulls him over to give him a ticket. And he says, you know who I am? I know your boss. He's calling her like the supervisor and all this stuff. This guy should be run out of town. He shouldn't even be allowed to be on the ticket. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I know who you are. Oh, I'm going to have your job. She's worked for 7 years. She's not going to be eight. It's not going to be eight. Sir, You got no business being a representative of the people. He had a British accent, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't born here. Maybe he was, I don't know, but he just, yeah. Pompous, arrogant, self-elevated individual. And this is the epitome of what we see mostly in politics nowadays. No responsibility, no... Anyway. Yeah. I realize my time is being cut short. I've got to get home. Got to get the dogs. I will be back this afternoon, and I will return. Maybe, if I live that long. I will return. I almost promise I'll have a show this afternoon. So, in the meantime, it is Friday. Shabbat Shalom. Coming up on... the sunset into Shabbat. So we will see what happens here as the evening progresses. It's supposed to be warmer here today, up in the 40s. Tomorrow, 70 degrees. 70 degrees here tomorrow in northern Indiana. Kind of nice. Keep praying for each other, folks. We will continue this discussion later today, I think. And I'll have my cup clean for you. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.